Good morning, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Mac City Morning Show. I am your host, Elliot Pierre. We're going to start today's episode off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know you can be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me. So thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
How's it going, you guys? It's Jake White, JJW, coming at you from Norrell Toyota in Fort McMurray. Just wanted to say hi and come on down and check the place out.
Hi, my name's Richard. I'm the service manager here at Norrell Toyota.
Hi there, I'm Adam. I'm here at Norrell Toyota. I'm a product advisor.
Hi, I'm Cass. I'm the appointment coordinator. Happy to help you.
Hey, it's Keith Simpson here. I'm the general manager of Norrell Toyota, soon to be Fort McMurray Toyota. Pretty excited for our new dealership. As you've seen, you met all my staff. These guys are all my family. We're here to take care of you. Come on down and be part of our family.
And we are back. Big shout out to Norrell Toyota, our title sponsor for today's episode. I really do appreciate your ongoing support. As everybody at home knows, I do not introduce my guests because they can do a better job of that than myself. So, sir, can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
Oh, man, it's been a while, eh?
It has been, yeah.
We could just tell people to go watch episode number whatever it was 2 years ago, or I could just be up front with people.
There you go.
Okay, I'll be up front. My name is Tim Dick. I'm the founder of a local company here called Best Culture Solutions. We also have a joint venture partnership with Infinity Métis Corp called Infinity Culture Solutions, and we help people with recruitment and HR problems, and so that's what we do.
There we go.
Yeah,
now, before we started filming, you were talking about you go to somewhere where, or you used to go somewhere where I'm about to go.
Yeah.
I'm going to Bass Canyon for an EDM festival,
the
Dubstep.
Gorge.
It's going to be awesome at the Gorge. Now, you were saying you used to go there for...
Every year for like 9 years, I went there for the Dave Matthews Band. All 3 days, I'm a big Dave Matthews Band guy.
Yeah.
And I would go, and it's like the best place to see them because it's their favorite venue to play.
Yeah.
And so what they would do is like that's where they pull out, you know, the deeper songs from their catalog, and there's a lot of diehards that go there. I mean, they got a diehard following anyway, but like the real diehards go to the Gorge.
Great.
So I go all the time.
Wow. So is this like a 1 day, 2 day, 3 day? Like what kind of concerts were they putting on?
3 days.
3 days?
Yes. I go. And you know how it is there, right? Like, I mean...
I don't know yet. I'm terrified. I've never been. I'm going for the first time. 25,000 people. Like, I'm festival... I've been festival ready. I'm getting festival ready because that's walking.
Okay.
So, like, let me hear the go-to. Okay. What do I need to know?
This is good. Okay, this is why we're recording. I was like, I didn't think... I thought you'd been there. Now you have a lot to make sure people know about.
Yeah.
Like, here's the thing, right? Because you're camping there too, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Single tent.
Okay, that's the way to do it. So the way it works, right, because the Gorge is in the middle of nowhere, right? It's literally halfway between Spokane and Seattle on the interstate.
Right.
And so there's no real, like there's not an abundance of hotels. The closest is like 30 miles away type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So what everybody does there is they camp.
Yeah.
There's 25,000 people.
Yeah.
You have to like walk across like a ravine almost from the actual amphitheater, like the music venue.
Yeah.
And then there's somebody that... I don't know if it was a farmer or whatever, but they have a field. And you literally just go there and you pull up a tent and you camp. And there's just banks of like porta potties. There is one shower.
Yeah.
Although I've heard that they've improved that. They have more showers now. You can pay for shower access. I would just go to the Gorge and dip
jump
in there.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's pretty cool. Like, and basically what everybody does is we used to call it the pilgrimage, the walk from the campground to the amphitheater.
Yeah.
And just, you know, about 2 hours before the concert's going to start, you're going to see like a line of people walking on this trail from the campground over to the amphitheater.
Right.
Listen, and they go back.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's everybody's there for the same reason. And so it's kind of cool because you're seconded with a group of people that are all doing the same thing.
Everybody just gets
along, they help each other, they share with each other, they play games with each other, they have fun with each other. They don't sleep much because it's too hot.
That's right.
But yeah, it's a cool experience.
That's awesome. And that's the thing about festivals. Like, I've gone to festivals before, just never anything on this magnitude.
Oh, you're gonna love it.
But it's an experience. Mm-hmm. Like, you have to, like you said, be there to see it, because like when you wake up, the tent, like you're getting up at 8 o'clock because it gets hot in your tent.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you're in just constant motion from that point on,
because
you're walking from base camp to the stage. And when you get to the stage, you're not just like sitting there listening to the music. You're participating and going until God knows when in the morning.
Yeah.
Then you get back, sleep, and then rinse and repeat.
Totally. Everybody's just amped. And the nice thing about it being secluded is that, you know, like, yeah, I guess it'd be nice if it was in a city, you go see things, but literally everybody is just there for one event, the same event every day.
Yeah.
And it's, it almost creates like this unique temporary sense of community, right?
Yeah.
And it's tough to find.
Cool, man.
I haven't been since I had kids.
Yeah, yeah. So, get your wife, sign off. Yeah. Like, I asked mine, like, I had to do a lot of pleading, begging, cashing in relationship points to be like, I'm gonna go to this music festival. I'm going to two this summer, so I've got a chill wife. So, how many kids again? I forget.
Yeah, I've got a 5-year-old.
Yeah.
I've got a 3-year-old. And I've got a 9-month-old.
Oh, yeah, you're not going anywhere anytime soon.
No. We'll wait. We're good. Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
Now, outside of being a full-time father and an old-school concert goer, how's the human resource thing going?
Oh, thanks for asking. Yeah, it's been, so I mean, it's been, what, 2 years since we've done this?
Almost longer. You're one of our, like, first 100 guests, and we're almost at 700 now. So it's been a while since we sat down and chatted. When you first did it, you weren't new, but you were within the first, like, year and a half-ish, if not earlier.
Yeah, yeah.
To, like, so, yeah.
No, you're right. No, yeah, like, so we, yeah, we did this, so pretty soon it'll be 3 years since I pulled the pin on a corporate career to do this.
Yeah.
And yeah, when we first met, I was well within the first year, if not first 6 months, to be honest.
Yeah.
I think. But it's been going great. I mean, I'm still here.
Yeah, that's right.
For a reason, right?
Yeah.
So it's been awesome, and like the community has been good to us. Like, you know, we've grown a lot in the last few years. You know, one of the biggest pieces of that is our partnership with Infinity Métis Corp, which has been amazing. Good group of people to work with that are doing things for the right reasons.
Yeah.
And we couldn't be happier to partner with them, and that's been good. But no, I mean, we're growing. It's been awesome. We've had chances to work all over the place, and not just in Fort McMurray, but we've had chances to make a difference in places like New York City and Tampa, Florida. Yeah, so it's been pretty cool. I've had chances to travel with that.
That's sweet.
Really.
Now, when it comes to human resources, I call when I was in human resources the golden era of HR.
Why is that?
Just because there was money. So like I was giving people jobs. I was recruiting.
Right.
So like when you get to like give somebody from like the East Coast or all the way in like Europe a job where it like literally changes their life because of the money that was being earned in, and still is being earned in Fort McMurray for that matter. Like that's what I got to deal with. I didn't have to deal with like the layoffs. I didn't have to deal with like the term. Like obviously I had to fire people all the time, but nowadays, like, it's a completely different work environment that I'm, like, the internet wasn't a thing like it is now when I was in human resources.
Yeah,
like, I remember going to courses to learn about Facebook and LinkedIn and how we could incorporate it as a business just because I was young at the time.
Yeah, yeah.
And they were just like, go to these things. And I was like, okay, I'll figure. And so I was there when it was being created, but, like, how do you navigate the world in human resources now with people messaging on Mondays being like, oh, I got a case in the Mondays. And you're just like, yo, you can't put that online about the company.
Yeah.
Like that was like, I didn't have to deal with it often, but now like it must be like a nightmare.
Well, it's funny you say that because like, I mean, how do you deal with it? I mean, I guess you just kind of find ways to, I mean, one thing about like having good HR, right, is that there are HR departments or HR professionals that are just here to transact, right?
Yeah.
They treat people transactionally, get them in, get them out, get them what they need, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And that's not my approach, and you know this, is that if you do HR right and you do it well, it's about having a deliberate, comprehensive people strategy that actually drives your operation if you're doing it right.
Yeah.
And it can be the secret to having profound operational success, financial success, and all that stuff. It's because at the end of the day, when a business isn't going well, it's always a people problem.
Yep.
Always.
Yep.
And so, you know, in order to do HR deliberately, you really, really, really need to stay on top of the trends, right? And the mindset that is required to do HR deliberately has not changed.
Mm.
It will never change.
That's right.
Right? Are you focused on hiring people right, training people right, and treating people right? What changes is the variables, right?
Mm-hmm.
Social media, right? What do you do with employees that are posting stuff about the company online and stuff like that?
Yeah.
And you know, and that stuff has really, really, really changed in the 4 years since the pandemic. I mean, you're now seeing things in court cases and case law and common law around things like, you know, that personal social media use.
Mm-hmm.
Working remotely, you know, stuff like that, and how those things are handled. So, I mean, it has changed a lot, but I'm a big believer that, you know, it's all up here, right? It's what's your mindset around this? And if you have the right mindset, yeah, you might you know, learn a few things along the way, but you'll learn a few things along the way and how to be effective and actually there to empower people to drive results, right?
Cool.
I think that's the secret, is that you got to keep that mindset and then let it, you know, as things evolve or change, you have to stay up with them. But then how are you going to apply that mindset to that new reality?
Yeah.
At the end of the day, it's always about respect. Always.
Nice. Now, outside of human resources, there's something else that you've been doing since we spoke last time, and it's exactly this. Explain to us and give a shout out about your podcast.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Thank you. So I do have a podcast called The World at Work. Thank you for catching that. I wasn't thinking about that because I'm thinking today is about you.
Yeah. No, it's not about that.
This is not about. But yeah, we have a podcast called The World at Work. I host it alongside Jody Mayberry. He hosts shows that are related to help leaders create those cultures that we talked about. And Jody's pretty cool because he's had a chance to work with a lot of Disney executives as well
in
their consulting. And that's specifically why I work with him, is because I did work at Disney. And I've kept a lot of relationships from that. And I talked about people strategies and the mindset.
Yeah.
That was the one place that I worked where I really learned not only the importance of it, but what is that mindset? Because you're just immersed in it. Everybody had it. 70,000 people work there, and it's like that mindset is infectious, right?
It's a wild, wild corporation. Yes. Like in regards to like when you go to one of their facilities, like you don't get to say you're like the magical kingdom and ever, like you make people's dreams come true there without having like a great corporate culture of some sort.
Yeah, and it's funny you say that. I mean, one of the things that we would always say is that like some people make this assumption that, you know, it's just magical because it's Disney.
Yeah.
Not true. People don't just become magical when they walk through doors as Disney. It's quite the other way around. It's Disney because of the people who walk through the door. The people make the magic.
You're welcome.
And that's the mission.
Right.
But they are very, very good and helpful at how they hire people deliberately for that.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing that always struck me when I worked for them is that they're a huge company, right?
Yeah.
I worked in Florida, 70,000 people work in Florida now. I think at the time I was there, it was 40 or 50,000.
Yeah.
It's 22 years ago. But a lot of people know that there's a standard that goes with Disney, right? A standard of service, a standard of experience, expectations, right?
Yeah.
And they have that. They have rules. They have guidelines that we have to know and we have to follow. However, despite all those guidelines, all those requirements, I never worked anywhere where I was actually more free to be an individual.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, because what they're also really good at is how can you be an individual within the parameters for our guests?
Right? Miyuki. Nice to meet you.
Next time we should have Miyuki.
I might get her before we're left. But they're going to talk and that's going to ruin that microphone. So we're just going to wrap it up.
Okay, let's go.
Because these are short ones.
Okay.
But before I cut you loose, everybody gets a shameless shout out or plug. Wow. So you have the mic, the camera, the lights.
But I thought you gave that to me when you asked me about my podcast.
Oh, no, you got
to
shoot it. Yeah.
Well, you can find us at bestculturesolutions.ca. That's our internet website. My email address is tim@bestculturesolutions.ca. We can help you solve recruitment and people challenges. And that's just our thing. And check out the World of Work podcast. Good to see you again.
Oh, you too, man.
Yeah.
Well, for Morningwood Buffalo, the rest of the world, that's been another episode of the Max City Morning Show. From the bottom of my heart, thank you for tuning in. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Moral Toyota, as well as Terry from Julie Rose and the beautiful people at Coldwell Banker. We really do appreciate your ongoing support. Hope everybody at home is having a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Peace. There you go, man. That was it.
We did it.
Yeah.
Well, I feel accomplished.
Hi, everyone. It's Carrie with Patchouli Rose here at Thickwood Barbershop. If you're wondering what to get your loved one this season for Valentine's Day, I make an all-natural anti-aging skin serum called Good Skin. It's good for men and women, and it's available for purchase here at the barbershop, downtown at the corridor shops and events, and on my website. Thank you for your support.
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst.